Need some help finding some edge in the prop market? Check out the Props AI tool on the Linestar app, your one-stop shop for all the information you need to place smarter bets. Gain insights into player history, projections, and trends, along with sportsbook odds. You can even compare the lines across multiple sportsbooks using our prop finder. Get the edge with Props AI today at linestarapp.com and take your prop betting game to the next level. Good luck, and as always, bet responsibly. Linestar Super Bowl 58 edition. We've got three player prop bets for you that we are eyeing ahead of the Super Bowl. And this is an earlier look at some of the lines. We know that there's going to be tons of movement going on between now and kickoff. So we're giving you three that we're keeping our eye on using the Props AI tool on the Linestar app. Of course, my co-host is here, Tyler Wieman, to break it all down for us. Plus, he's got a pretty cool way that you can play this if you're betting in the sports books that I love, and especially for the 49ers, who've got an offense that is so unpredictable at times because they've got just so many weapons there. But this is an epic battle. We've got the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes going toe-to-toe with Brock Purdy and the 49ers. Who would have thought Mr. Irrelevant just punched his ticket to the Super Bowl? No big deal. We got a good game, though. Tyler, what do you make of these two teams, rather, and this matchup?
It's definitely a pretty exciting matchup. The one thing is, I don't think the Kansas City offense can keep up with the 49ers if it gets into a shootout.
Interesting.
I just don't think that offense is good enough.
Yeah. This is an interesting team here that the Chiefs are bringing to the Super Bowl. Not like in years past where we've seen them just kind of be able to have those shootout situations. Like last year in the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs' firepower isn't their greatest strength. It's actually their defense has been pretty stellar. And is actually, you can argue that that's kind of what's been, I guess, able to help them carve their path to the Super Bowl here. So we've got some interesting props. Obviously, these lines are going to change from now until kickoff, so if you can hop on them, great. But if you can't, drop a comment. We'll tell you if we still endorse it. A comment will also enter you into our prop bets contest. Every time we have a prop show, we give out the winnings of our ticket if we go 3 for 3. So we're going to put all these bets on a ticket, and if we win it, we're going to give out the winnings to a randomly selected commenter. Should be $60. So all you got to do, make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel, and comment below. You're in it to win it. We're in it to win it for the Super Bowl, that's for sure. We also got some good content coming your way as well, so you got to subscribe to the Linestar YouTube channel. Hey, we'll probably end up breaking down the national anthem. We've got our colleague Max is on the national anthem case for over or under a certain amount of seconds, so that's coming your way. You got to subscribe to the Linestar YouTube channel for the hard-hitting analysis that you got to just have, right, Tyler? Like national anthem props. We've got, is Usher, what is the first song going to be? All that sort of fun stuff. How many shots of Taylor Swift are we going to see? Which I know Tyler is heavy on the over.
You had to go there.
Just kidding.
I was so happy about you not going there. And then
I made
you just
it 2 minutes
there
into the intro without even dropping a Taylor Swift reference. But now it's off. All right. Let's get into our top picks. First, we'll give out the pick from Linestar's Props AI tool and tell you what Linestar is thinking for their best bet. And then Tyler will give out his favorite pick. I'll give out mine. And then at the end, Tyler has an interesting way to play some of the 49ers receivers that we'll get into as well. So a nice recommendation from Tyler for that one. So let's start things off with Christian McCaffrey. However, we're going with an under in this case. Under 18.5 rushing attempts on Underdog and Prize Picks. That's up to 19.5 on DraftKings. So if you can snag that 19.5 number for the under, that's way better, obviously. And again, Linestar is only projecting CMC to have just under 17 rush attempts in this one. That's what he's averaging over the course of the season. Going up against Kansas City, they are 7th in rush attempts allowed to opposing running back per game this season. And Baltimore, run heavy team, just had only 16 rush attempts as a team total against Kansas City, which personally, if you ask me, I think that's a criminal offense, Tyler. However, when we're looking at this game and kind of evaluating things, right, one of the things you do is just kind of try to, in your mind, kind of game plan it out, put on your coaching hat and see how they might try to attack it. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm trying to take away CMC, and maybe that's their greatest weapon, right? So you got to take him out of the equation a little bit. And we've seen teams kind of try to like put the pressure on him. We've seen maybe on the flip side of that, if you wanted to go some over on CMC, like receiving yards might be the way to go in this one. What is your assessment of this one?
Yeah, I mean, CMC is a great runner, and the 49ers are a great running offense, but Chiefs are a good rush D. You know, over the last 4 weeks, they're only allowing 44 yards on the ground to the starting running back. So I don't love the spot for CMC rushing, but add in that San Francisco isn't a team that plays a ton of plays. They're a hyper-efficient offense. There's only four games, including playoffs, the whole entire season that he went over 19.4 rushes. He can't play more snaps than he already does. Mm-hmm. That's how it is. I don't think they're going to go super heavy rush and get him over 20. I think it's going to come down to, you know, them creating some space and with their scheme and getting guys open and using short passes as an extension of the run rather than just pounding CMC all game long.
And if you are looking to play an over on CMC, I think the path to do that is the receiving yards prop. We gave this out last week on the show, and CMC hit the over on receiving yards against the Lions in the first half. That was a nice cash for us. It is at 34.5. I personally like the over here. Again, 42 against Detroit, cashed in the first half, and Kansas City ranks 21st in pass defense DVOA versus opposing running backs. Justice Hill had 34 for the Ravens in this one, so not a bad spot to target if you are looking to avoid unders and you just want to, you know, be an over queen or king like myself. I like taking the overs, although it's not always the most lucrative decision ever. But
I was going to ask you if it pained you to say under.
Yeah, it definitely isn't more. I feel like the under is generally more lucrative because most people, yes, you know, like to side with the over in this one. All right, Tyler, where is your favorite prop bet this week in Super Bowl?
I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes over 36.5 passing attempts. So that's at minus 130 in sports books. Lion Star projections, 38.5. Our consensus is right at 36.89, so slightly over. But look, he's averaging 37.3 pass attempts on the season. He's been over in 64. And I just think Kansas City is going to go down swinging. If you're going to go down swinging, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to lose for sure, but, yeah, you know, theoretically here in the spot, you're going to go with your best player, which it's obviously Patrick Mahomes. Also, he was over in two of his three Super Bowls and over by quite a bit in those two. So I think they're going to have to throw the ball, and why not put the ball in the best player's hands?
Absolutely. And the 49ers pass defense is good, but as you've seen over the last couple weeks, like, teams have had some pretty explosive pass plays against them. And when you're looking at Patrick Mahomes, he can find his receivers. We've seen even the Baltimore Ravens come in with, you know, one of the top defenses in the NFL and can't contain Patrick Mahomes and that offense there with Travis Kelce, just such a dynamic threat. So I like that play there. For my prop bet, I'm going to the 49ers quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, over 10.5 rushing yards. Now, this line has already started to come up to 12.5 on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. I still like the over there for Brock Purdy. This is an area that I targeted last week when I took Lamar Jackson's over on rushing yards, which he didn't hit. That's besides the point, but he should have hit. He had a criminally low rushing attempts. Lamar had only three designed runs. I expect the 49ers to kind of lean into maybe a couple runs here for Brock Purdy. He's averaging 11.4 rush yards per game over the course of the season, and he has gone over in both of the playoff games this season. He had 48 last week. And when you look at Kansas City, they are susceptible to the rush out of the quarterback. They give up the third most rush attempts to quarterbacks in the regular season, 5.35 per game. They rank 22nd in rush yards allowed to opposing quarterbacks. And Kansas City also ranks 26th in EPA per rush allowed to quarterbacks in this one. As I mentioned, Lamar Jackson, criminal that he dropped back 46 times and didn't rush the ball and couldn't quite cash for us on our rushing prop for Lamar Jackson. But I like this nice low line here, 10.5 rush yards, if you can get that. Or I still like it over 12.5 rush yards. It's also one of those things I think the 49ers might try to do early in the game is to just get Brock Purdy kind of going and acclimated into the game and just maybe like a designed run or two to kind of just get him going, maybe take a hit or two just to, like, you know, get a guy ready and shake off the jitters a little bit. And I could see him clearing the over on that Just it just takes a scamper or two. That's all, right, Taka?
Yeah, I mean, all it really takes is Kansas City to be in a man defense, him not have a guy open, and scamper for 10 yards, just evading the rush. Like, that happens all the time. He absolutely has athletic ability to do it, and I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever if he does. The last two games, he's actually had 5 and 6 carries here in the playoffs. So, you know, they're absolutely giving him the green light to run.
Yeah, and if things, as you mentioned, that Kansas City defense pretty shut down, especially their secondary is pretty good. So if things aren't working out, he might take it himself, in which case he started to, especially in the second half against the Lions, you saw things open up a little bit for that offense when he started doing that. All right, so those are our top three, but Tyler's got a really great recommendation for you guys. As I mentioned, the 49ers offense is a bit hard to predict in the prop market this season. It's been one we've shied away from a bit because we just didn't know who the focus of the offense, which week would the offense, you know, which player would the offense run through in one week compared to the other? Is it going to be CMC or Kittle? You know, so what is a way we can play this in the Super Bowl that still has some value for us?
Yeah, I like how you set me up on that one. And that's the thing, is that's how San Francisco's offense has been all season long. You know, in the passing game, it's either Ayuk, Samuel, or Kittle, sometimes two, but it's generally one that really breaks out. So one of the ways that I've been thinking about attacking this is bet all yards on all three of them. 103.5 yards for Ayuk, plus 500. 97.5 on Debo Samuel, plus 500. 81.5 on George Kittle, plus 500. So how it breaks down, if you bet all three of those, one hits, you're up plus 200. You know, so I think it's a good spot to, and that's, you know, covering the other three bets. So I think it's a good way to go after the three and actually have a chance for a home run. So throughout the season, including playoffs, in 11 of the 18 weeks, at least one player has hit. In 3 of those weeks, 2 players have hit. So you do have a chance to actually hit a home run with this also. But I think it's an interesting spot in the biggest game, on the biggest spotlight. I expect one player to at least kind of jump out and be able to do it for the Chiefs. And I looked back through the games that it didn't happen, where one of these guys didn't, and it's that offense just never got rolling. So that is your one worry, is the 49ers put up 17 points or something like that, and it just, they don't create the same openings they normally do, which KC has been a very good defense, so there is that, you know, threat. But with 2 weeks to game plan, Kyle Shanahan there, I just don't think that's how it's going to go down.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're dealing with a mastermind on offense that's gonna have a few tricks up his sleeves in this one. So I like the play here. That's a great way to play it. So hopefully you guys can take advantage as well. And again, the tool that we're using is the Props AI tool on the Linestar app. Make sure to check it out. It'll help you find the best value, especially in a game like the Super Bowl where it's just like the lines are super sharp and you're not knowing which way to go. You could check out our projections there on the Linestar app, linestarapp.com. And again, the tool is the Props AI tool, so make sure to check that out. And if you haven't already, make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, comment below. Let us know where you're headed in the prop market, whether it's these props or if you're just doing some fun ones as well, national anthem length, over or under. Let us know, heads or tails, where you're headed for those as well. Drop them in the comments. And again, if you have questions about whether we still endorse a prop, because we fully expect these lines to move a lot, we will let you know and try to respond to you guys as quickly as possible in the comments. So if you have any questions, drop them below. And we'll be back later next week with our video that'll have updated props, but also our picks for the game, which side we're leaning in this one. I don't know, Tyler, are you leaning Chiefs in this one for the Taylor Swift effect or the fact that there is a Chiefs flag buried under Allegiant Stadium? Did you hear that?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, apparently when they were doing the construction, there was a Chiefs fan who was a construction worker that conveniently buried it underneath.
He blessed the field?
He did. So I don't know. Those are some, I guess, bullet points in favor of the Chiefs in this one. Mm-hmm. They got Taylor Swift. They got a flag under their stadium. But 49ers have CMC. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But we'll be here on the Line Star YouTube channel with some more videos to update you guys with the props again and then which sides we like. Maybe a touchdown call or two. We're always good for that. So love a touchdown call. We'll come back with that next week. Good luck in all of your prop betting endeavors. Again, let us know where you're headed in the comments, and we'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys. Good luck.